Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. You're still listening to your weekly wellness radio for Mexicali and Imperial Valley. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm Maria Wyatt, your host, and also a reminder about our email. If you want to send us an email, any suggestions, ideas, or saying how great the show was or how bad we did, not just joking, you can email us at wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. Welcome. And we are here with Dr. Robert Oliver. He is a consultant for education and treatment alternatives, and we were talking about aggression replacement training, short for ART. And actually for this one, it's for children, for younger children.
Mm-hmm.
Before we had I think your coworker, Mark
Amendola.
Amendola, mm-hmm. And we were talking about, he did a show on ART for adolescents.
Mm-hmm.
But today we're doing it on children. So, and in the first part, we touched on the skill streaming section, but there's the second component.
The second component would be anger control, and we're really looking there at, can we get some incremental change in children's behavior to not act out aggressively?
Is that the hardest part?
Yes.
Hardest component?
Absolutely.
And the most important?
Absolutely. Especially highly aggressive children learn that aggression works. It gets them what they want. It gets them out of situations they want to be out of.
Yeah.
Especially in, I'd say, 80 to 90% of the aggression I've seen and the anger I've seen in younger children is based around competence issues. They're being asked to do something they can't do. They get frustrated. They act out. Now they don't have to do it anymore.
At school, yeah, especially at school, if they're going to do a math or a reading, or it's their turn to read, and they just don't comprehend. They can't read. They haven't learned how to read. They get, you know what? They throw the book. The teacher says, "Okay, go to your principal," or you know, mm-hmm. or it's a timeout.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they got out of it.
They got right out of what they didn't want to do.
And they got, you know, that's next time I'll do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
You know, as they get older, they might say, okay, they didn't learn how to read, and they become teenagers, and they might, you know, start a fight or cuss off the teacher, and that's it.
And that's it. They get suspended, and now as they're walking out the door, they're thinking, I've got a 10-day vacation.
Yeah. So how do you learn the anger control on younger children? How does that work?
Well, we have to adapt the program to their cognitive abilities, their social abilities, and their emotional abilities. But the terminology would be basically the same. We're teaching them that there is a cycle they go through. Usually something happens that triggers their anger. And that's the external trigger. Then there's the internal trigger, which is what I feel about, what I start thinking about. So, again, let's go back to, we're playing on the playground, you step on my shoe, and it was an accident.
Mm-hmm.
I don't interpret it as an accident. So the external trigger is, you stepped on my shoe. The internal trigger is, I start thinking, she did that on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to mess up my nice white sneakers, you know. So now I'm talking myself up. Then what next thing that happens are cues, which are physical signs in my body that I'm getting angry, and those are different for all of us. For me, my ears get red. I can feel my heart racing a little bit. Young children, you'll see them clench their fists or they'll make their mm-hmm. angry face. And then right at that point is where we want to teach them how to start using some reducers. And with young children, we want to keep them pretty straightforward, you know, that they can count backwards, that they can think of something happy, like I'm on the playground with my best friend. I'm sitting at home with my dog. You know, something mm-hmm. that they can picture that makes them happy. So we just want to keep it very simple.
Very simple.
Can they have something soft that they can squeeze while they're clenching those fists,
okay.
so that they're, you know, they have something right there all the time that they can grab hold of and squeeze.
So is this the anger component? That's how many sessions or does that? Because it's the important, like you said, is a lot of repetition.
Yes,
a lot
it
of
is.
You know, going again, going over it again, going over it
yeah.
again.
Yeah. So there are 10 sessions, and we would introduce different concepts. So after we use a reducer, then we want them to have reminders, which are very positive bubble talk. So
mm-hmm.
calm down, chill out. It's not worth it. Something short statement, and then those if-then thinking would be part of the bubble talk, too, which would be, if I punch Maria because she stepped on my shoe, then I'm going to get in trouble. You know, if I don't punch Maria and she, I give her the chance to just say I'm sorry, then everything's okay.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.